It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hello, friends. Today I'm joined by special Rose Chat friend Paul Zimmerman of Paul Zimmerman Roses. Now, I'm sure most of you know Paul, and you know that when he's in the house, rosy fun is about to happen. And this time he's talking about garden tours, and it's snowing outside here, so garden tours sounds so good to me. So that certainly fits into the fun category. So let's get started. Hey, Paul, welcome back to Rose Chat.
Hey, Teresa, always fun to be back with you on Rose Chat.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. It's not just wonderful to have you, you know, but you're talking about travel again, and that's huge.
Oh, it's enormous. I mean, it's you know, for most of us, it's been probably close to a year or two, at least probably 2 years if we'd done any, you know, maybe a day trip here and there or something. But you know, overseas traveling has been like, whoa, it's nice to be contemplating it again.
Yes, it certainly is. We were fortunate this year to make 3 trips to England. Our daughter is there, and we had baby coming, and so you know, used all of the protocol that we could to make sure that we were safe and kept everyone else safe. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about COVID protocol, since your first tour starts in June.
Yeah, the tour starts in June, and I've been going back and forth with the company, Arena Travel. We've been having discussions about, you know, making sure people feel safe when they get there. And you know, first of all, England does take this very seriously, so we have that aspect to it. And right now, the policy for England, as we're speaking at the end of January here, is that if you're vaccinated, you can enter the country. You do not have to have a COVID test anymore. They stopped that about a week ago. If you're not vaccinated, you do have to have tests before. You have to test afterward. Basically, the way that we're approaching this, and I take COVID seriously, as you know. I mean, I'm double vaxxed and I'm boosted and I mask up and I'm very serious about this. And I want to make sure that our guests are protected. And so we have decided, myself and Arena Travel, that regardless of what the government is doing in June, you must have a proof of vaccine to take the tour. That's just what we're going to do. And so that has to be sent to Arena Travel before you even arrive. And that's basically our policy. And the tour itself is actually quite safe in the sense that we tend to stay in smaller hotels and in more rural areas. So we have that aspect going. We have a private motor coach that's only us, only guests of the tour on this motor coach. We tend to eat in private dining rooms for dinner. We tend to have lunch in private homes when we tour private gardens. And of course, we're touring gardens. We're outside, which is about as safe as you can be.
You know, I'm thinking back to your first trip and just reading about it. You had beautiful gardens, you had local culture, you had good food and a bit of education. So I'm assuming these next trips that you're planning are going to be similar.
Everything is similar. Yes. Those of you who know me and have heard me know that rose education and common sense rose education, let me put that a different way, is one of the things that I'm all about. And when I did the tours and put them together, I said, yes, we want to go look at beautiful gardens and I want to stay in country hotels that reflect the character. You know, I don't want to be in chrome and glass that reflect the character, you know, and we want to, you know, experience the food. The cuisine is exquisite. But yes, we do. We do have, like, for the June tour, for example, we have a lecture by Charles Quest Riston. And we're also going to have a talk and spend time with Michael Marriott on garden design. When we tour Sissinghurst, for example, they don't open till 11. We actually get an early bird. We get in at 9:30 and we get an hour and a half with the head gardener at Sissinghurst. We're also going to get time with the head gardener at Mottisfont Abbey. And I always make sure that we walk through and they explain, you know, how they train the roses, how they prune the roses, do pegging, pillaring, all that kind of stuff. And one of my big goals with these tours is for someone like, you know, to come along and say, oh my gosh, these are overwhelming gardens. They're huge. It's a lot. But here's 4 or 5 little takeaways, vignettes that I can bring home and take back to my own garden at home.
You can't see me, but my head is shaking. I'm practically salivating. It just sounds perfect.
It's well fun. Done. It's a well lot done. Of fun. Yeah, we do. We only do two gardens a day. The temptation with these tours is a lot of times they'll squeeze in three, and I said, no, absolutely not. I know my guests. You know, so we arrive at like Mottisfont Abbey. We get there. We're met by the head gardener. He gives us a tour. We get some talks, some time to relax. But I always try to make sure every single garden, we have at least an hour where the guests can be completely on their own and wander, take notes, take pictures, have a cup of tea, whatever you want to do. But I really want to make sure that we get a chance to absorb. And it's not like we're blowing through the garden. We'll go, what was that? What did I just see?
Yeah. So perfect, just to be able to take it all in. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, before we go too far, tell our listeners how they can get more information, sign up, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is go to my website, which is paulzimmermanroses.com. Very simple. And if you scroll down about halfway on the homepage, you'll see a link to the tour page. If you go there, then you'll see the upcoming tours, what's coming up. There's a link there to book the UK tour for June 2022. We have a handful of slots left. And I cap these tours at 25. I don't want any more than that because I want to make sure that I have one-on-one time with everybody. So that's how you can book the UK tour, see upcoming information. And also there's an email form that you can sign up for, which puts you on my garden tour email list, not my general email list. That's a separate one. You're welcome to join that. But that way you'll get advanced information when tours become available for booking. And I always send that out ahead of time and then wait about 4 or 5 days before I put a public announcement out. So my website, paulzimmermanroses.com, click on the tour link on the homepage, and there you are.
Oh, perfect. Now let's move to the next big plans, 2023. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. We're going to do the UK tour again, which will be fun. And, you know, we'll probably change it up a little bit, maybe add a couple gardens here and there. But we try to keep that fairly consistent. That's sort of like your great introduction to UK gardens, you know, Sissinghurst and Mottisfont, private gardens, David Austin Roses, great places like that. Then we're going to add France, which is the Loire Valley. That'd be fun. That's going to be, I've been to France before, but not that area of France. So we're going to look at French gardens and again, French culture, French food, French wine, all the wonderful things that start with that. So those will both be in June of 2023. And then the big one that we've been working on for 6 months, a frequent guest of your program, Michael Marriott, who was the rosarian at David Austin Roses till he recently retired and has been a friend of mine for over 20 years. Michael and I have always wanted to do something together, so we dreamed up this wonderful idea of he and I going to co-lead tours in Australia and New Zealand in November of 2023.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I read it all. It looks so good. Tell us about it.
Oh, gosh. It's so much fun. Michael and I, and it'll be both of us. We're co-leading the tours. So you get both of us. Again, capped at 25, so lots of time. Both tours are about 8 days apiece, and the Australia one, you start in Adelaide and finishes in Melbourne, and it's just great gardens in all in the Australia area, and some nurseries as well. Again, some educational things that we're going to be dealing with and stuff like that. Just a wonderful time, and we're going to, like, you know, on day five, we drive up the Great Ocean Road, which is a wonderful, just beautiful, you know, some sightseeing because we want to make sure people get a chance to see the country as well. And so that's Australia, and then there's a couple days. And by the way, folks can do one or the other, or they can do both. So you don't have to do both Australia and New Zealand. You can pick and choose, but you can do both if you want to go. And the response I'm getting, a lot of people, if we're going to fly that far, we might as well. And then we have about 2-3 days in Melbourne that are free between the tour. You can just kind of enjoy yourself. And then we fly to New Zealand. And we start in Auckland. And then we're off and running Hamilton Gardens. We go to the Rose Trials. And I think we're actually going to be able to judge and participate in the Rose Trials. We spend some time with John Ford of John Ford Roses. And his great, wonderful, wonderful rose breeder. And again, just wonderful gardens. We're actually going to go see one of the largest collections of Alistair Clark roses in the world. It's not a big garden, but Michael and I were like, this is a no-brainer to go do that. And then when we come back, because we're going to be in Palmerston North and we have to come back down to Auckland, which is a bit of a drive. It's about 8 hours. And they talked about flying. Well, I'm a train buff. So I went, you know what? Let me go see if there's a train. Well, there is. It's the Northern Explorer train, which is a tourist train that will take us back to Auckland through volcanic country and through national park country. And that's our last day of just getting on a train and relax and head on back to Auckland. So it's just you know, two full weeks, almost three full weeks of just fun and roses and friends and Australia, New Zealand, and November of 2023. It's cold here, warm there. What a great time to go.
Oh, my goodness. It's just about perfect.
We spent a lot of time on this thing. We really did.
Gardens, and the train ride. I mean, it's over the top with the train ride. It just
I saw that and I went, that's a no-brainer.
I mean, it's just picturesque. I mean, you know, comfort.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, we worked with Botanica Tours is a company that's setting all of this up. And they will, of course, supply the coach and the driver and all that. And they've done this for years and they really know their stuff. But Michael and I, you know, they knew some of the more popular rose garden, but Mike and I worked with Hayden Fools of the New Zealand Rose Society. I worked with John in New Zealand as well. I know him. We worked with some contacts of ours in Australia. And we really dug into the weeds and found some pretty obscure stuff like that Alistair Clark garden that was not on Botanica Tours radar, and nor would it be. I wouldn't expect it to be. But, you know, we really dug in and did some research, and Michael and I both did, and spent about 6 months putting this thing together.
Well, you know, I always love to read things like enjoy a look behind the scenes, or here is a garden that we're going to visit, or the train ride. I mean, those kinds of things, that's over and above. And that's just things you don't typically get to do.
No, and we try to do a lot of that. And because we have contacts in the industry, you know, we can get into these behind the scenes tours. And of course, you know, Michael and I will be co-leading, so we'll certainly be a lot of educational opportunities based on that. As well as, you know, time when on the train tour or on the bus ride, you know, Michael and we do a lot. I do a lot of Q&A when we're basically on the bus and driving with folks. You know, I always just sit there. We sort of sit in a group in the coach and just talk about the gardens we've seen, or they ask questions and we answer questions. And so Michael and I are looking forward to doing a great deal of that as well.
Oh, just sounds so good. So kudos on the plans you've made. I know it took a lot of time and a lot of effort, but these trips are truly filled with bucket list spaces for gardeners.
Yeah, we try. I mean, we know for a lot of people, particularly Australia and New Zealand, this could be once in a lifetime they actually go there. And so we really wanted to work hard to make sure that this was really going to be just a wonderful trip. You know, see a lot, but also be relaxing, but also sightsee, experience the country. And same with UK and France. There's time to experience you know, in the UK, we've got two pub lunches coming up, one in Oxford, as a matter of fact, at a very Dr. Morse, Inspector Morse type of pub. And those are the little things that I like to throw in. So it's cultural, and as well as seeing beautiful gardens.
As you know, I get to spend extra time in England because I have family there, and pub life, it is just so special. They really have defined community with this pub life, you know, that includes adults and children and even dogs and muddy boots and fireplaces. And it's just a wonderful experience to be a part of your pub life.
Yeah, the English pub is something very unique. I've been to cafes in France, and of course I go to the Netherlands where my family's from, and I've been in places, and we have, you know, things like that in America, but it's not the same, particularly if you get into a village pub. It's you know, Prince Charles had a program a while back called the pub is a hub. And it's really the truth. It really is. In Tillian village life, it can be the hub of village life, you know, for everybody. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience to go to a pub and, you know, a proper pint and fish and chips. You can't go wrong with that.
And, you know, I know that you're a dog lover. And so often you just see the family dog right there under the table. And it's just really special. We're seeing that a little bit more in our country, too, with our community spaces. And I do love that. They really have it down to a science. It is a beautiful experience.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
Well, this has been so great. But before I let you go, I want you to tell our listeners about your Gazette, because it popped up in my email today.
Oh.
And tell us about your Gazette and then how to sign up.
Yeah, so my e-Gazette is something I did when I had my nursery Ashdown roses. I would do it about once a month, maybe every 4 or 5 weeks. And I try to, you know, obviously I was promoting things at the time, but I also try to make sure there was educational content and things like that. And I let it go for a while, and then I revised it again about a year ago. And I put it out about every 6 weeks. I'm not trying to bombard people with it. Obviously, it has information like my garden tours, but I try to make sure there's educational information, because that's, again, what I'm about. So there is, like, what to do in your garden this month. If you live in a warm climate, there's things to do. And if you live in a cold climate, there's things to do. And then I also make sure that I post links to videos that I've done, educational videos. I just did, just post the latest one of the Everyday Rose Show was a conversation with Arnaud Del Bar, which we had a just here. Arnaud and I had a blast on this conversation talking about what I consider to be probably some of the finest roses in the world. I love Cordas. I love Austin. I love everybody, but Del Bar roses, there's just something about them that just makes my heart sing. And so I've known Arnaud for quite a while. We had a wonderful conversation there. So the e-gazette, if you go to my website, a little formal pop-up, I try not to make it too annoying, but you can sign up for the e-gazette there. That's the best thing to do. And like I said, I do it about once a month. You're not going to be getting emails 3 or 4 days. It's a private email list. It's my list. I never, ever share anybody's information with anybody. And so that's basically what it is. So it's education, things that I'm up to. I try to make a lot of seasonal education. You know, okay, if it's springtime and people are getting the roses, I'm going to make sure I'm planting video or posting videos on how to plant bare root roses. So I try to make sure it's relevant to what's going on in your garden at that moment in time.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of that. That's what I try to do too, is keep people encouraged, educated a bit, inspired. It's inspiring to see that there's someone else doing things in their garden. And I get that kind of inspiration from you. And I have not listened to the Dilbard show, but I'm going to do that maybe today. You know that we have a history, you and I, with Dilbard roses.
Yes, we do.
That goes back to Twitter chat, Paul. Was that like 12 years ago? I think you were our first real guest on Twitter chat.
And may have been, as a matter of fact.
You told me about some Dilbard roses, and I could not get them out of my head. And then, lo and behold, a few years later, Edmunds put a Biltmore collection out. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got my first Dilbard roses. So, and I have more, and I bought more. They are luscious. They're just wonderful.
They're phenomenal. Yeah, there's more. They're now finally becoming widely available in the United States. I was their agent in the United States for quite a while, and then I hooked them up with certified roses, and then I bowed out because I could only do so much with them. And certified roses is their agent now, and they're doing a really good job. You'll see them at Edmunds, Heirloom. I've seen them in Home Depot and places. So, and certified roses, if you go to their website, certifiedroses.com, you can actually mail order some of them as well. But they're just, you know, as you know, I grow sustainably. I've had Dilbard roses in my garden for 20 years. They are among the healthiest roses that you'll find, and they are fragrant. And you'll hear in the interview, Arnaud's passion for fragrance is unbelievable. What they breed into their roses. So, yeah, I can't say enough good things about them. They're just phenomenal.
They are, you know, my favorite, which was my first, which you recommended, was Flamingo Rosita. I think that has another name, maybe Iris Rose or something.
Yeah, Iris Rose.
That rose is
That's actually a Peter Beals rose.
Oh, is it? I was thinking it was a Dilbard, but that is Peter Beals.
Yeah,
I have Papa Dilbard. I have I have several, but that was the first one of the first roses you recommended, and it's a good rose too.
Oh, it's a phenomenal rose, Flamingo Rosita. Yeah,
I was thinking it was a Dilbard, but no.
No, that was a Peter Beals.
I have to give Peter credit where
credit is due. But
absolutely,
one of the best Dilbard roses is Petit Prince, named after the character of the Saint Apollinaire novel, The Little Prince, and it's a mauve. And if anybody's ever grown a mauve rose like Sterling Silver or Blue Girl, Blue Nile, knows that they can be very prone to disease. And Petit Prince has that same beautiful mauve color, amazing fragrance, and is as disease resistant as anything I've ever grown in my no spray garden. I have 8 of them. They're about 15 years old now, and they will just bloom. They will bloom like crazy, and they are just amazing. Dark, glossy green foliage. That's one that's fairly widely available now. You can actually get that from various places, called Petit Prince. And it's in fact, it's featured in my e-gazette this month. It's an incredible rose. And then you have the Painter series, and I can go on and on and on. It's just,
I do believe that, some of my first ones might've come from Palatine's.
Yeah, Palatine. That was one of the first places I licensed, and they have a nice selection of them. And I would encourage people to go see the interview with Arnaud, and it's broken into sections. You don't have to listen to it all at once or watch it all at once. It's a visual, just a visual cast is what it basically is, and a lot of photography, lots of eye candy in it as well. But what you'll take away, you'll find Arnaud's. Yes, it's a business. He runs a company. He's like, you know, it's true. But you'll feel his passion for what he does and his passion for his roses. And the family passion. And the company is almost 85 years old, and he's only the third generation to be running the company. His grandfather, Georges, started it.
Well, they are beautiful. They're just luscious and full and fragrant, and they just do all those things that you want a rose to do, for sure.
And to no surprise, Teresa, we digressed from the original subject.
We did. You know, we really could do this all day, but we won't. We won't. But Paul, it is so fun to have you. And we are going to have Michael. Michael's going to be on in a few weeks, and we're going to be talking about some fun stuff. So it was great to chat
surprise
today.
Surprise him with the tour information. He probably doesn't know I told you.
So I hear you're
doing something in Australia and New Zealand, Michael.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, he is so great.
Michael's great. He's the best.
If our friends aren't on Instagram, you should join Instagram just to follow Michael and Rosie. I mean, they're so delightful.
Yeah, it's Michael Marriott Rosarian is on Instagram. Michael That's Rosarian his website as well.
And Rosie Posey Irving. Michael Rosarian. Michael Marriott Rosarian.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just, you know, they're fun. You like Paul. They're just fun. And they just know so much, and they can teach you so much, but you won't even know you're being taught. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
So
Rosie is actually joining us on the Australian New Zealand tour. She's coming with us. She's not an official host, but she's coming with us. And I know she's going to be doing teaching and everything.
She will. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It will be fabulous.
Yeah.
So good. Thanks for all that you do. You've worked so hard on this, and it is going to pay off. People are going to love this.
I think so too. I hope so. I mean, we're going to make it as fun as we can, educational, and just, you know, and just have a good time with you know, new and old rose friends. That's what these tours are like for me.
That's the best. So all the best, Paul. Take care.
Thanks, Teresa.
Friends, it's so glad that you're here today, too. This week has been particularly cold. It's even snowing today. So it's just great to do some summer dreaming together. And I suspect Paul hit on a few of your bucket list places. He sure did mine. So until next time, wishing you good health and happy gardening.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.